Here to present on drafting to avoid litigation is Angela Odinsky and Aaron Pierce. Angela is a certified elder law attorney in Houston. A native Texan, she is a community educator and regularly presents on topics like estate planning and elder law. Aaron, a partner at Lou Pierce and Olson in Plano, specializes in legal issues affecting seniors and long-term care planning. My favorite thing about her is that she's a fellow Aggie. Giggum. Giggum. Welcome, Angela and Aaron.
Do you have the clicker?
I don't have the clicker. There's the clicker.
Okay. You guys are in for a treat. The very last presentation. And guess what? It's going to be filled with pickles. Because pickles are great until you're in one, right? So Angela and I were asked to, well, I'm Erin. So I think we have name tags here.
Yeah.
Angela and I were asked to discuss and have a conversation about tips that drafters can use to avoid potential conflicts in litigation. So this is kind of summing up everything that you guys have heard over the last 2 days into, how do we pull all of this together and make ourselves better and have a better practice and be able to identify when those disputes might exist out there. So I'm the litigation attorney and Angela is the drafter.
Yes.
So the first thing I want to say is that there is no guarantee. Litigation, you can't stop it sometimes. There are no magic words. There is no crystal ball. I hate to say that, but that is the truth of it. But when it happens, these drafting considerations that we're going to tell you, some tips, they can be helpful to make the litigation a little bit less painful. So we have just a couple of tips, because pickles are great until you're in one. So we tried to find the funnest pickle.
We have to do something. Yes. Thank you all so much for staying, right? Because this is the home stretch. Although I will say that when we're done, there is one more very, very brief speaker who's going to come up and talk about something. My understanding is April knows about it. It's going to take less than a minute. So just everyone hang on, sit still even when we're done so that we can get through the last thing. But so first off, like Renee said, litigation is 100% tax on your trust, right? Because everybody's dipping their hands into the same cookie jar, and that cookie jar is meant for our beneficiaries. And so we want to start off, at least, with the things that we can control. Because like Aaron said, there's no magic words. We cannot guarantee, under all circumstances, that litigation is not going to happen. Anyone can sue anyone. Anyone can find a lawyer to sue somebody for whatever they want, right? We all know this. And so what we can do is make it less painful. And one of the starting points is in your office when they first come in, right? When you start having conversations with them, know who your clients are. Be consistent with how you do your intake. Be consistent with the note-taking. Know the family situation. Have very detailed and painful and awkward conversations with your clients. You cannot be afraid to ask them interesting questions, difficult questions, right? So I had clients very recently. One spouse had been diagnosed with cognitive decline, and the other spouse was just fine. And so we were talking, and they have two kids. This is a very common scenario, right?
Yes.
Two married spouses, two kids, same marriage, not blended. Everything's going great. They're like, yeah, we need to go ahead and do all this incapacity planning. So we're going to set up this rev trust, and we're going to name our adult children. And the wife's talking, and the husband's real quiet. And so I was like, all right, so what do you think? What's going on in your head? And he's like, I don't like it. I'm like, okay, why don't you tell me why? He's like, the kids are fighting. They don't agree on what the future is going to look like.
That's right.
Okay, well then let's not make them the trustees, right? Let's move to a corporate trustee instead. And so that's the direction that we went in. And so sometimes you just, there's always the one quiet spouse, right, that's sitting in the background, not saying anything. And you have to dig. You have to probe. So maintaining good policies and procedures, executing your documents the exact same way every time. There's a little sample of a will signing ceremony in the packet. I picked that up.